You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Now, I had planned that last call we had with Kareem went longer than I had planned on, so I had a whole segment there I was going to do leading into this next call that we're about to have with Tim James. Just to understand this, the politics of COVID are among us, and they're trying again, if you will. Breaking news today was that Biden did a press conference and said, you know, no new lockdowns. Then he put if. No new lockdowns if everyone wears a mask and gets vaccinated. Well, I got news. We're going to talk about that, though, with Tim James. Tim is a graduate of Auburn University, where I believe he also played football, if I recall correctly. And he's been a candidate for governor most recently in 2010, the son of former Governor Fob James. And glad to have him on the show with us right now. Tim James, how are you today, sir?
Phil, thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely.
Hope all is well.
All's well, even though I'm an Auburn fan, and you are too, so War Eagle anyway.
Well, that's right. It was I tell you what, though, they get better, and that's what you want to see. That was an all-timer. I've been watching Auburn football for almost 60 years, and this was at the as good as any I've ever seen. So everybody,
and the Iron Bowl is
worth for sure.
The Iron Bowl is never predictable, and this one was certainly not predictable. That's for sure.
I agree with that, but it was a good game.
Well, listen, Tim, a whole lot of folks out there believe that you're probably going to run for governor here against Kay Ivey. And so I'll just start off by saying a lot of folks wonder if you're going to run for governor. So are you going to run for governor?
Phil, I think we're headed in that direction. As you know, when we talked before, we were going to, it's been under consideration for many months. This past weekend over Thanksgiving, my family was here. And, you know, when you make these decisions, it's a family decision. I'm not new at this. I've been down this road before. But unless something unusually happens, I think we'll be in this race with a final kickoff date in early January, first week or two of January.
Well, there you go, folks. You heard it right here on the show. It sounds like somebody with the experience and the backing to do it is potentially going to challenge Kay Ivey here very soon. Well, Tim, listen, and I appreciate you saying that on the show. And so let me ask you this, though. You come from so Governor Ivey has been, for the most part, the majority of her adult life has been in government. You come from a business perspective. Talk about what you've seen in terms of government response at state and federal level to COVID. And what do you see going forward right now? What do we do or do not need to do again?
Well, of course, we have we have this new strain, and it looks to me like this is just another repeat of what we've seen, where the federal government scares the heck out of everybody without evidence. And I've said this many times before, sometimes you're better off to take a deep breath, because the CDC and the administration has been so wrong so many times before. And, you know, you've got to balance economics. And if there's anything we've learned thus far about this COVID, it is a pandemic and it is serious, but that doesn't mean you shut everything down and let this spirit of fear overwhelm everyone. And whenever I see a politician who starts throwing this fear thing out without evidence, generally what you're looking at is a government looking to control and to manipulate. And my bet is that's what we're watching again right now.
Well, I tend to agree. And I listened to, I don't know if you saw it or not, but President Biden did his press conference earlier today and addressed this new Omicron variant that they've got. And the first thing he did was say, you know, if, as long as you get, you know, wear your mask indoors and get vaccinated, we're going to be okay. And then one thing that bothered me that no one's talking about yet is he was asked by one reporter, are you going to require like vaccine papers for people to have travel within the United States. And he said, my advisors have not told me that's necessary at this time. That was his answer. He didn't take it off the table. He just said, not at this time, basically.
What we're watching is the greatest abuse of power, and in the name of health care, stepping on every principle of our Constitution and liberty that we've ever seen. That nothing has ever happened like this before. And I can tell you that if King George had done this, if this whole vaccines and all this stuff were around at the foundation of this nation, and King George had done this to the colonies, Jefferson would have taken it up in the Declaration. That's how serious this is. And this is nothing but a controlling mechanism to control Americans. That's all it is. We know the data now. We know the rates of survival. We know much more than we knew back in the first quarter of 2020. And it is dangerous. It is serious, but this is not the bubonic plague and it's not the Spanish flu. And we need to keep that in mind. Keep some balance.
Well, I totally agree. And balance is where we've been losing things. And I don't know that we've had any response for the most part until just recently from our state legislature. But then the governor's office has also been the one in the past that decided which businesses were essential and which were non-essential. Would you ever foresee that type of a shutdown again, or for that matter, under a James administration?
Not for this. Absolutely not. Now, if it was the bubonic plague, that would be different. If you had millions of people dying, but as we all know, if you're under 30, or 40, you have about a 99.99% chance of survival. If you're under 70, it's 99.6, and then it starts to go the other way to some degree. So you've got to keep it in balance of what it is. And, you know, at the beginning of this thing in 2020, in the first quarter, nobody knew what we were up against. So you can imagine at that point, it is reasonable that people in leadership were reacting like they were because they didn't know what we were dealing with. But by the summer of 2020, we knew exactly what we were dealing with, and they continue to drive this message home. But it's not just the feds. I mean, here in Alabama, I have been just very critical of our government leaders and what they've done. I mean, the idea that they would fire in public universities, people that have worked in our universities forever, fire them like it means nothing and risk putting them in bankruptcy and poverty because they refuse to take this vaccine. I mean, they're no better, they're no worse than what Biden has done. And it's just shocked me at the degree of which they have gone about this so cavalierly without regard to people and how they feel and what they're doing in our universities right now. So I'm very disappointed in what's happened at Auburn and Alabama.
So let me ask you this though, Tim, as you make your own considerations towards a formal announcement for running for governor, has the response to COVID been a part of your decision making process? Is that part of what you've assessed in terms of praying this
through? That's part of it, Phil. Because I mean, this is the hottest and the most significant thing. This gets at the very core of who we are as a nation and how we handle this. And where we are, we going to push back ingrained tyranny? And you know, let me just tell you this: you know, liberty and freedom; these things are not cheap. And you know, we talk about the greatest generation, and we talk about the great battles and the great fights in our American history. But you know, maintaining freedom, sometimes there's a price to pay. And, you know, if they keep this up, this nation is going to be tested as to who we are and what we're made of and what we want this country to look like. And it is my opinion and my belief that we're going to pass this test, but it's not going to be easy. But I sense out there, and it's not just in Alabama. I talk to a lot of people. I sense there's an awakening across the land, and people are really shifting now into that mode of that thinking that, you know, I'm just not going to take this garbage and be forced into taking vaccines that I don't want to put in my body. So I'm optimistic that the outcome is going to be positive, but it could be some shaking in the process.
Well, I don't disagree with that, and I think the shaking is definitely headed that way on the political spectrum. Tim, tell you what, we are up against a short break. Can you hang on during the break? I want to wrap this up with you right after that break. Is that good with you?
God, yes, I'm good.
All right. Folks, we're on with Tim James right now, who just announced that you may very well hear an announcement from him coming up after the first of the year about a run for governor. So you might want to hear what he has to say about COVID response and government being heavy-handed or allowing freedom for the people. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Got a whole audience of people out there we call Right Side Ruffians. Glad you guys are in the audience. And we have folks that listen all over the place. So if you find yourself driving outside of our broad AM, FM capability here at WVNN, just know that you can go to rightsideradio.org, click on Listen Live, and no matter where you is, there we is. And right now, we're going back to the phones with Tim James. Tim is the son of former Governor Bob James. He's also run for governor most recently in 2010. We've been talking about government responses to COVID, and he had some great reflections there a moment ago on personal liberties and that kind of thing. But Tim, let me ask you this: so let's say you're Governor James, and the time comes when, with regards to COVID, you need something from the legislature. Is there anything that you can think of right now that you would be asking them to do that hasn't been done in Alabama yet?
Yes, Phil. The legislation they passed in the special session was squishy at best. And, you know, it hasn't sunk in what they did not do. What they did, because they finally came under pressure, as well as the administration, is that the state, the legislature said that you cannot discriminate based on religion or based on your medical background or if you've had the COVID. The problem is they left wide open people that just don't want the vaccine just because they don't want it. And with research, and we came up, we had a group do it. They estimate there's about 500,000 people out there in the private sector who have not taken the vaccine, and they're under that mandate. And so if you deduct from that the exempted people legitimately, you still got hundreds of thousands of people who are either forced to either take the vaccine, get fired, or lie, or either just agree, say it's against their religion or whatever, and lie about it. And so the legislation was a terrible, I mean, it's better than nothing, but they should have just said you can't do it. You cannot require people against their will to take this vaccine. And so I was very disappointed in how they handled this. And it should be fixed, and it should be no exemptions. It's a constitutional, it's a question of liberty and freedom. And if you don't want it, you should not be forced under risk of losing your job and going into poverty to take it.
I completely agree with that. And I tell you, one of the things that that really struck me was Governor Ivey did have an executive order, but the executive order did nothing. But the executive order had some good rhetoric in it. But then she declined to call them into special session to deal with what she said in her executive order she cared a lot about. I am glad that the legislature, like you said, felt the pressure and they did something on their own and forced her into a position of having to sign it or not sign it. And I think that was a significant moment, because for about a year and a half there, we had seen the legislature pretty much do nothing in COVID response and leave things to the executive branch only. And that's not an equal branch of government when you do it that way.
You're exactly right. And, you know, and to be honest, I don't know why they didn't just go all the way and do it what they should have, but they didn't. So, you know, hopefully when they come in this first of next year, they'll finish the job and put on the books, codify into law, a very clear state law that says, private employers cannot mandate the vaccine on unwilling workers. Just, you can't do it. And of course, this whole thing is heading into federal court, but there's a lot of important cases. There's a case this week, as you probably know, in D.C., the Mississippi abortion case. And yeah, you haven't had an abortion case in this country of this significance in decades. So there's a lot going on out there. And this back, the mandate lawsuits against the feds, that's just one of many right now.
It is one of many that stand for freedom if you get down to it. Well, Tim James, that's we are right up against that hard break, and I appreciate you being on today. And as things develop, we hope that you'll be back on again to tell us what you're going to do. All right.
Look forward to it. Thank you, Phil. Have a good day.
Yes, sir. Tim James there, potential future candidate for governor, previously ran for governor in 2010, son of former Governor Fob James, and glad to have him on the show today. Well, listen, folks, we're going to keep this kind of a theme going. So the politics of COVID, I'm looking right now at the storyline that came off today. This one I took off of American News from the Post-Millennial. And I said it when I was talking to Tim James a moment ago. President Biden did not take off the table. He did not take off the table whether or not he might in the future require papers to be able to travel within the United States, whether by air or otherwise. And listen, it's amazing to me that we're in a position where we have to speculate as to whether he would or would not. But his history does not dictate that he has learned yet that a lockdown could be really bad for our society. We're going to be right back after this break with Dr. Jordan Vaughn, who's calling in to tell us what's this Omicron variant. Well, he's been a great one to have on the show to help break out a common sense review of what's happening in COVID world from a medical perspective. So we'll get him on here in a moment, hear what he has to say, and then we'll unpack that political piece a little bit more when we get done with that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.